Welcome to episode 152 of A Single Mom's Journey. Thanks for dropping by. Hey guys, it is the Monday after Valentine's 2020. Hopefully you all had a great time celebrating Valentine's on Friday as well as the rest of the weekend. On my Facebook feed, I saw so many photos of people celebrating with their significant others. Flowers and chocolates and cards and other types of candy. Dinners and lunches. Some of them even went to certain romantic destinations over the weekend to continue their Valentine celebrations. And that's just so great to see for the couples that I have in my life. What was interesting was seeing all the single people that I know who did celebrate the day with their friends. There was a new phrase that I saw. It was Galentine's Day. So gal pal day. So for all the people who are single, just spending time with friends and just enjoying the fact that they're single. You know, it's a Hallmark holiday, really. It's one day out of the year. And what made me sad was seeing those people who were upset that they were single for Valentine's Day. And that just makes me sad to see when people are so lonely for that day. I mean, I've talked about it before about how when you break up with somebody, I highly suggest that people really look inward towards themselves and try to heal who they are, try to reinvest time within themselves to get to know themselves better, because after any long-term relationship, you kind of shift your the way you are kind of shifts based upon your relationship, because you learn with each new relationship. That I find, that's what I found about myself. You kind of just learn a little bit more about yourself. And after a long relationship and then a breakup, you kind of have to recenter yourself. You kind of have to refine who you are based upon that experience. Some people discover a new interest. Some people go back to old interests. But finding who you are again and becoming recentered and satisfied within yourself before you start a new relationship, I find that helps people pick or choose to date the person that is most appropriate for them. Because I see so many people reaching and grasping for straws. I mean, you've seen it on the dating apps. There's tons of dating apps out there for any kind of interest or any kind of religious background or age that you are. There are people on those sites that are only there for, you know, sex. But those are the types of people who ruin it for the nice people actually looking for relationships. And that's something that I find people don't talk about, is what their goal is, what their ultimate goal is. It's like, oh yeah, I'm just trying to find my person. If you're actually looking for a relationship, say you're looking for a relationship. Be honest. At least you're being honest. If you're actually just out there to date around, well, then there are lots of sites for that kind of thing, specifically for that. I don't understand why people just can't be honest about what they're looking for. If you're just there to have sex, tell the people that's what your goal is. If you're actually there for a relationship, you know, tell that person. Oh, honesty is the best policy. And there's, from my point of view, it's really difficult to find those gems of people who are on the same page as you, because people are just so guarded about what they're trying to do. And it seems like the quiet people who are really out there to look for relationships, they're not flamboyant. They're not totally out there. They're not forward. And so, it's, like I said, it's hard to find those gems. You have to go through lots and lots of other people swiping, swiping, swiping to get to that gem person who actually is on the same vibe as you, is on the same voyage as you. It takes people forever. Like, I had a bad experience on the dating sites, and I just totally, like, haven't gotten back on, because it's just, it doesn't seem worthwhile to me, because I don't like wasting my time trying to go through people, which I find to be very, it's not part of my nature to want to go through people like that and just kind of analyze them based upon their look and what they've written, because I actually did take the time to read what people wrote on their profile. And I could tell when people responded to me, they didn't even bother to look at what I'd written. So, but yeah, so Valentine's seems to bring out people's, for lack of a better word, desperation to find a relationship. And that's just sad to see, because they need to seriously complete themselves before they venture out and try to become a couple with other people, because you're incomplete. I find that people are incomplete if they're not in tune with who they are, if they're not happy with themselves, and how can they truly extend themselves to another person and become part of a couple if you don't know yourself? I'm just curious if you're a person who really takes the time to kind of invest within yourself and look towards yourself after a relationship and try to determine the type of person you want to have in a relationship. Because I kind of know the type of person that I want, but I just am not going and looking for that person right now because I have other things that I have prioritized in my life. My kids, my job, my business, you know, my health. Those are the things that are making me happy right now. Those are the things that are fulfilling me and filling my cup and making me happy. And that's all I need right now. I don't need a relationship to complete me. And I'm hoping that more people find that strength within themselves, finding that they are enough. That their singleness in life is fine. They don't need to have a person to complete them. Because I remember, oh my gosh, guys, before I was married and after I was divorced, people would always ask me, oh, so do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? But it's part of my culture, you know what I'm saying? It was as if I needed a man in my life for them to think that I felt complete, which I didn't. And so I think that's why I never ended up with a guy who is from my background, because I didn't fit the paradigm. I didn't fit the typical mold of somebody from my background. I wasn't quiet. I wasn't demure. I spoke my mind and I did things that I wanted to do. So, yeah, it's just really interesting how that happens. But I hope you guys do not stress about Valentine's in the future if you are single, because Valentine's is just one day out of 365, and this year is leap year, so it's 366. It's just one day. I really hope that you invest in loving the people around you, your family and friends, every single day. Show them your love every single day, because that is what makes people happy. What makes people smile is when the people in their life show them love. And I think love is an action word, and love is a daily act that you can do to each person in your life, the people that you come across in your day that you care about. Make sure they know that you care. And then possibly show them you care about them in their love language. And I've talked about love languages before, and I think those are so important to know about the people around you, your family, and your friends, because everyone does not receive love in the same way that you do. And you have to recognize that. It's not a cookie cutter thing. Some people enjoy gifts. Some people enjoy just spending time with you. Some people, you know, like touch. it's different for everyone, and sometimes it's a combination of things. Like I've said it before, for me, myself, now, mine is acts of service and time spent. Those are my top two. They're almost like the same level of importance for me. Gifts, I don't care about. But that's something that I know, like somebody in my family, that's how they show love. They give gifts. And the person that they're in a relationship, gifts is not important to them, but they've had to modify their way of thinking because they know that their loved one, that's how they show their love. So it's like give and take. It's really interesting to watch when people modify how they receive their love based upon their loved one. Anyway, guys, this one was all about love and receiving love and all that stuff. But yeah, don't stress about Valentine's. Valentine's is just one day. And relish in your time, in your season of being single. Because if you just enjoy yourself in your moment of being single, you're just going to be that more valuable, that just more interesting to the person that you're going to grow with when you find that person. You'll have so much in your life that's enriched when you go into a relationship with a person, if you are fulfilled within yourself. Anyway, guys, that's it for now. I just rambled on and on, but that's okay. You know how it is for me. I just tape it and post it. Anyway, guys, I will talk to you again next week, and I thank you for dropping by. Hey guys, and that's a wrap for this latest podcast. Would love to hear your feedback on this podcast. And if you have any ideas on future podcasts, leave me a message on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or even here on Anchor Messenger. If you're ever looking for my Thankful Thursdays, you can find those on Instagram, on my IGTV, or on my Facebook page, both A Single Mom's Journey. Again, thanks so much for listening, guys, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.